Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury and welcome to this special edition of our ASI casts. For the last few years, at the end of our annual international conferences, many people have commented to us that discussions are often struggling to resolve difficult issues because of misunderstandings in the use of certain key terms. We have a crisis of definitions. It's not a dialogue of the deaf where there's never a chance of reaching understanding, rather a failure to agree precisely what the terms we use to frame our discussions really mean. Language matters. And so our research director, Richard Marks, has conducted a number of interviews with stakeholders from across the industry to see if we can arrive at a level of agreement on some of the key terms we use to discuss the complex issues, especially measurement issues, we currently face. This will be the first of three special podcasts, and I suspect there will be others to follow from this initial series. First up, Richard wants to try to find out how useful the word digital can be when applied to audience measurement.
This is the first podcast in a trilogy that we're going to be releasing over the next few weeks, focused on media terminology and how it's evolving. In this first one, we're going to focus on a much used and abused word, digital. I'll be chatting to a wide range of stakeholders in the media industry to pose three questions in particular. What is digital? Should we be looking at an alternative word for digital? And how valid is digital as a classification of advertising spend? For this and the next three podcasts, I've been out and about, armed only with my trusty microphone, an Oyster card, and a broadband connection for those overseas interviews. Now, my first point of call was Thinkbox in London and a chat with their chair, Tess Alps. I asked Tess if there are any misuses of words that were particularly annoying her at the moment.
One of those is the word digital, which I'm very well known for campaigning against. The use of the word digital, it's a perfectly good word to me, the opposite of analogue. But, you know, my clock is digital and my camera is digital and my DVDs are digital and my CDs are digital. That's not how people are using it. They're trying to use it as a synonym for the internet. And that's really not helpful when it comes to television, because obviously all television is digital in the UK. All broadcast television, all linear broadcast television, all on-demand TV is digital. And so it's extremely confusing, not just to people in the ad industry, but people in the TV industry misuse it too. We're as bad ourselves. People still talk about digital channels. Well, there are no non-digital channels. So what on earth does that mean? There is deep confusion. So the word digital seems to me completely redundant, unhelpful, and certainly is something that's supposed to mean not television. Absurd.
Julienne Ossambalon of measurement experts Mediometry does think that digital has meaning, providing we accept that television is digital as well.
I think that TV is truly a fully digital medium. Digital has totally transformed what TV is today. It has transformed the TV set itself, and thus transforming the TV experience, the way TV was experienced on bigger screen, flat screen, in HD, 3D. Digital has also transformed the moment when people could watch TV with time shift and replay TV. Last but not least, digital has also brought new devices on which TV content could be watched. So, in other words, we can say that TV is digital, and very often we tend to oppose the two terms, but in fact, TV is digital.
So if we accept that television is now a digital medium, where does that leave the big online platforms? I asked Alex North whether Facebook thought of itself as a digital company.
I guess we're essentially a digital platform if you work on the assumption that digital means delivered via the internet or a desktop device or via a mobile device. I think digital as a concept is becoming increasingly outdated, because you have what has traditionally been called TV available via digital devices, so laptops, PCs, tablets, and mobile phones now, you also have content that has been produced and is available on platforms that have historically been called digital, like YouTube, like Facebook, that's now being consumed on TV devices as well. So the lines are definitely blurring across the two.
To Tim Elkington of the Internet Advertising Bureau in the UK, it's the delivery method that's most important in differentiating what digital is and isn't.
So the word digital is really interesting. I think it means different things to different people. Our definition and understanding centres around it being sort of served via IP. So is the advertising you're putting in to the website or the mobile or whatever, is it sort of IP based? So other people, obviously all TV is digital, you've got digital radio, is more of a method of delivery of the programme itself. And you know, I don't pretend to understand the sort of technicalities. And it's one of those things, the more you try to articulate it, the less convinced you are when you're talking about it. But I kind of know instinctively what digital advertising is, and I sort of know instinctively what DAB is or digital TV.
For Decipher's Nigel Wally, digital actually is a useful and helpful word. The problem lies in how it's often deployed in language itself.
The word digital is a very precise acronym that's very helpful in certain circumstances, but it is most definitely an abused adjective. It gets used as a noun, which is one of those Silicon Valley tropes which annoys the hell out of me. Digital is not a thing. Digital is a description of a different thing. It's an adjective that needs an accompanying noun. But there are many times where the word digital is helpful. When we talk about digital outdoor, it differentiates between, from traditional outdoor, and people know exactly what we're talking about. But just to say the word digital and imply it's a thing is a really unhelpful misuse of an adjective.
Nigel is a chair at our ASI conferences, and his fellow ASI chair, Eo Moisala, a Finnish public broadcaster's YLE, wonders whether the advent of the Internet of Things, as opposed to single connected devices, actually means that digital may take on a new meaning.
Digital has maybe come to a new blooming or something, because I remember it being used a lot like 10, 15 years ago, but yet again now. And maybe it's a sign of things changing again. One might think of what Amy Webb was explaining in the South by Southwest last spring, that this year is going to be the first year when smartphones are again divided into multiple different platforms. So like before, we have like a separate TV set and a separate radio device and separate computer where we were reading the texts. But nowadays, the smartphone does all of these. And Amy was saying that it's going to go to the other way. So there will be multiple home assistants, voice assistants, that will also be devices that we can use. So it's all about the content and what we understand about the content. And that is all digital in a way. So digital might be a good term to use in the newer world that we are yet again going, because it's not only internet, it's not only some device, it's more like a platform or data that we benefit, and the metadata that come along with the content pieces, and that's all digital.
Comscore's Josh Chasin also notes that the meaning of words like digital can evolve.
We name things, and then over time, situations change, and the names are no longer salient or resonant. Digital, for example, there was a time when everybody understood what digital meant. Digital meant using the internet on a computer. But now, digital could mean your refrigerator. It could mean your thermostat. So terms stick around longer than their useful meaning, I think. there's a point where we, I think, really have to all sit down and figure out what the things are we're talking about and how best to call them.
ASI chair and industry blogger Brian Jacobs highlights the issues for journalists.
I write a blog, as you know, and I write stuff for the trades occasionally, and I find myself in this dilemma all the time because you do tend, or I do tend, to be kind of lazy and use the word digital, and I sort of think, I really shouldn't be saying that because everything's digital, isn't it, technically? So I don't think it's a useful word. I wish somebody would invent another word or we could come up with a better one, which I guess is part of the purpose of these definitional conversations.
Okay, so there's a challenge. Can we come up with a better word or words to use instead of digital? Tess Alp suggests a couple of alternatives.
I think if you want to have a word that encompasses the functionality that you get through the internet, personally, I think internet is a good word. If you want to denote that, because there are characteristics of things delivered via the internet that matter, that distinguish it from other things. And connectedness is exactly that thing. So it's not the fact that it's digital, it's the fact that it's connected. I tend to talk about connected media because that's the functionality that makes the difference in advertising terms. And the internet is not one thing. It could be a web-based thing or an app-based thing or a mobile thing. The internet simply means interconnected networks. So it's in that word is connectedness, interconnection.
It may be the case that in that two-way path is a component of digital. But then, again, it depends on how you choose to define digital. If we want to define it with respect to the consumer experience, then I don't think a return path is necessary. If we want to define it in terms of the advertiser experience or the measurement experience, then a return path probably is necessary because we're able to do things with digital media, quote-unquote digital media, because of the return path. And that's true whether we're talking about putting tags on websites or collecting information through set-top boxes.
Thinking about the word connected and about whether that's a better definition, I suppose the key question is, why do we need to define it in such a way? So if you're an advertiser, do you need to know that an environment is connected to the internet in some form? Does that benefit you in some form? I understand that you can define a platform based on whether it is consumed in that way. But I think a better way of describing the content is a video environment to me. So if I'm a marketer and I believe in sight, sound and motion, I have video content that I want to adapt and use across a number of different platforms. So what are the platforms I can consider for my video content on the assumption that I buy into the merits of that method of communication? I think for me, that's the way that we should be thinking about things.
I come from Finland and I remember the phase of Nokia connecting people. But it's also a good phrase. I'm more interested in how people are using it and would they say that they are connected to something? Probably not. The people are only using the contents, and they will need a lot of help from different sort of assistance in the future. Of course, with the mobile phones and the other devices, but still there will be multiple avatars that will help people. And I don't know if they feel to be connected to their avatar, or will it be more of a reflection of their selves as helping to find interesting and meaningful pieces of content.
So perhaps digital as a term isn't dead. It's more a question of acknowledging two things. Firstly, that its meaning may have evolved, and secondly, that we need to be extremely precise in how we use the word.
Yeah, so does the word digital, is it better replaced with interactive or any of those other phrases? I'm not sure. I just think that we're all professionals in an industry where we should expect precision amongst our fellow industry players. And I think part of the problem with the word digital is that it's a lazy shortcut, and it's a vague shortcut, because we use DAB to describe a format of radio which is very different to FM. And that's a useful and a helpful differentiator. We, as I said before, we use digital outdoor to differentiate between screen-based outdoor and poster-based outdoor, and that's really helpful. But just to use the word digital to describe a whole industry isn't particularly helpful, because it doesn't even include a differentiation between interactive and non-interactive formats. So, you know, is ITV3 digital? Yes, it's a digital-only television channel. So when someone says, I work in digital media, do they include working in digital channels, television channels? Well, no, that's not what I mean. Well, but you just say digital media, and that includes ITV3. So I would call on people to be much more precise in their terminology. And the word digital is only very rarely helpful as an adjective to describe a noun.
Undoubtedly, one of the areas where the label digital can cause the most controversy and argument is when we attempt to classify advertising spend and break it down into silos.
So I want to suggest that what we mean when we say digital is the internet, but I'm not sure that's accurate either. I'm just not sure digital is a useful term in the media space. For example, I would suggest that for a long time, more than half of the ad impressions that we are exposed to are served digitally. And by that, I'm including set-top boxes. Mm. So a set-top box is absolutely a digital technology. So do we consider cable a digital medium? It's certainly distributed digitally.
I think it's really difficult to draw the line when it comes to thinking about what type of advertising is digital and what isn't. So say, for example, you have a catch-up TV service where stuff is dynamically inserted and tailored to the particular person who is watching it at the time via postcode or IP or whatever. See, I think of that as digital advertising, and I'm sure if you're Thinkbox, you think of that as TV advertising. And you know, maybe the answer is that it's both, and the best way to approach it is to have a sort of flexible definition, which actually we have used in some other areas that works reasonably well.
I was at a recent meeting here in the US of the IAB Research Committee, and one of the things on the agenda was the regular revenue report that the IAB here puts out. And one of the things we were talking about was wanting to add OTT, over-the-top television, to the digital revenue report. Now, I think it's pretty clear that that's a chunk of ad spend that TV considers to be its own, and now digital is going to consider their own. So really what's going on is we have legacy platforms that are converging, and a distinction or a differentiation between TV and digital is more an acknowledgement of legacy platform constructs than the way people will be consuming media and really transacting media going forward.
When it comes to breaking down ad revenue, I think we think not only are we beyond the digital word, but we're beyond the internet word almost. The internet is going to be integrated into so many media. You know, the internet is going to be a very common piece of technology that is used on outdoor screens for radio. So I think ad revenue needs to be split down in a very different way, much more granular way. You know, if you look at search, so why isn't search a category in its own right? It's many, many, many times bigger than cinema. So we still have this quaint, category called cinema. But search seems to have to be lumped in. If this is all to do with the agenda of, I suspect, the Internet Advertising Bureau, who are responsible for publishing internet-based media ad revenue, and for some reason they seem to want to have the biggest pie imaginable, so they suck in every possible thing they can put into that number. But then they subdivide it themselves into search and online video and online display and email, and clearly the internet is going to be part of almost every medium in some way. So it's like electricity. We don't have an electricity category for ad spend or a paper category. And I think we're now beyond the time when even having just an internet category, let alone a digital category, makes any sense.
So it's really interesting. So every time we publish the digital ad spend study, someone will contact me and say, you're misusing the word digital, or Tess will tweet me and say, you know, everything's digital these days, why are you still using it? And the truth is that, you know, I have some sympathy for that. But We don't have a better word. So we could say this is the total of desktop, mobile and tablet advertising. And then, you know, if we look at some other areas, plus it's this, that and the other. But then it becomes such a sort of unwieldy, complicated definition to make it sort of unusable. So I think we'll continue to use the word digital. I think what we've developed kind of works, and that it's basically a sort of Venn diagram in that there is some sort of crossover. So we use flexible definitions when we publish our ad spend report, that basically if you want to count anything that happens on a device as digital, you can. But if you want to remove the stuff from digital that is basically either TV, VOD, or is magazine or news brand stuff that happens to be on a device, not on a piece of paper, you can remove that. And if you do remove that, you get left with what we call sort of internet pure play, which is basically, you know, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Oath, all of the people that only have a sort of digital delivery.
Tim Elkington of the IAB, bringing this first podcast in our trilogy to a close. Looking across all our discussions about the word digital, I think I'm convinced that the word still has its uses, providing it is used accurately. The problem is that with the vast majority of the media world and wider everyday life being technically digital, I would question its use as somehow describing a cohesive type of media. Headlines and articles that talk about digital versus traditional media or digital versus television drive me up the wall, and we have to be vigilant in taking people to task when they do that. I'd also question how much longer the word digital can be used to categorise ad spend if non-digital ad spend becomes a small minority. It's a way of delivering content and advertising that most media now use as a default. Talking of the dread phrase digital versus television, we'll be back in a couple of weeks with our second podcast in this series, which is intriguingly titled, What is Television? In the meantime, I'd like to thank all the voices in this edition of the ASI Cast for making the time to talk to us. You'll be hearing more from all soon.